Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about why today is your day and why tomorrow hasn't came yet. Today is the most important day because today matters. Because it's up to you to make it matter. And what I've learned is that when you make today count, you're making it count, you're making it work, you're making it full, because you're making it your day. Not your birthday, not your celebration day, not your day that you don't think you deserve, but the day that you deserve to start launching your podcast. You see, this video is so incredible because not only will we explain the importance of today, we're gonna talk about why it's important and how we can start today based off this video. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, this video is going to be around podcasting, podcast tips, so that way you can start launching your podcast today, because today is your day, and it's your day because people would like to hear your message. So I want to dive in deep, and as I'm diving in deep, let me know where you're from, let me know where you're chiming in from, so that way we can communicate in the comments, and we can just really explore different topics. So today, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe and engage with the conversation on why today is the most important day for you. So let me go ahead and read the comments. Let me go ahead and get ready. Let me go ahead and set everything up, because today is your day and it matters because it's your day. You see, a long time ago, as I was a kid, I never understood the importance of today. Like, when I always wanted to do a particular thing, encompass a particular goal, I always used to, like, put it off to the next day, to the next week, or the next month. I didn't think I was good enough for it. I didn't understand that it really, that you get better over time. I wasn't aware of that. What I was aware of is that I wasn't good enough. I didn't have the belief, nor did I have the confidence. And so when I wanted to do a particular thing, that when I wanted to draw something, when I wanted to pursue a goal, when I wanted to accomplish something, I put it off to the next day because I wasn't prepared for the lesson what to come. And what I've learned during this time is that when you make today a decision, when you make today an important decision, when you make today something that you can focus on, not only will today become your day, it becomes a day where you are focusing on. But it took me some time. It took me a while to fully understand the importance of today, because today matter. Today is special. Today is when you start launching your podcast. You see, the one thing that I've learned while launching my podcast and starting it a half a decade ago is that I wasn't sure of myself. I wasn't sure of my voice. I didn't know how to share a message in or speak about things that I found value in, that I enjoy speaking about. I was just trying to find the skill, and I was trying to work the craft, and I was working the craft. I was trying to work the magic. Over time, it taught me that when you work the magic, you have to learn how to focus on today. So when I went to my first podcast training, I went to the training. I went there learning. I went there with an open mind because I didn't really understand what I was getting myself into. I didn't understand what a podcast even was. I just wanted to do something differently. I wanted to pursue something. I wanted to try something. I wanted to be inspired by something. And so when I picked up the microphone and I picked up my camera and I started speaking, I wasn't comfortable with myself. I wasn't confident in myself, nor my voice, because I didn't like the way I sounded. I didn't like the way I showed up on camera. I didn't like myself. And so starting today was so challenging for me because when I looked myself in the mirror, I was not as confident. And so it took me some time. I remember one time I wanted to create a podcast. I wanted to create a video, but it wasn't the right time for me to do it. So I put it off to the next day. I put it off to the next day because I didn't understand what I was doing. And even though I didn't understand what I was doing, I didn't think I was good enough to learn to what to do. I didn't think I was good enough to identify that I can learn what to do. I was doubting myself. I struggled with confidence, and I didn't understand that you can build confidence over time. And so the first point that I really want to hit on today is that when you have an idea, rather than put it on next week, put it on next month, put it on next year, today is the day for you to start something that you have always wanted to do, that you have always thought about. One thing that I've learned about not just me in general, but just people in general, is that we don't make today important because we think tomorrow is promised. Many times in life, as I was growing up in life, my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, taught us that you are a statistic. You are raised by a single mother. That's strike one. You are African-American male. That's strike two. You can only have so many different strikes against you because now you have to learn how to beat the odds. You see, if you don't have confidence, the odds is beating you because you are not confident in yourself. And so when I start to really understand what confident even was, why today was special, why today was important, I start to learn the importance of just doing it and thinking that I can be good at it. Because what I've learned over time is that it's important to focus on today rather than focus on the future, rather than focus on the past, because today is present. I saw this video, I saw this quote that said, yesterday is the past. The future is not, what did it say? The future, yesterday is the past. The future is not here, but today is a present because it's a gift that you have. And so when I start to really pay attention to it, I was like, wow, that's deep, that's really special, that's really unique. Why does that even matter? It matters because when you focus on the day, when you focus on today, when you decide to do things for yourself today, you begin to grow in a way that you don't even expect to grow. You develop in a way that's going to show you that as you are developing, you're learning more about yourself. You see, it was so difficult for me to show up as myself when I started half a decade ago because I didn't fully understand who I was. I didn't understand that it's okay to sound like what I sounded like. It's okay to look like how I look. I remember I got on camera, I had a blue do-rag on. And one of my first podcast episodes, one of my buddies I did an interview with, they said, hey man, listen, when you do your podcast, bro, just take the do-rag off. Just take the do-rag off, because what happens is that people start to judge you as soon as you come onto camera. And I didn't fully understand that. I didn't recognize that. When he gave me that piece of advice, I was like, oh, got it. People perception of you is their reality. And I start to understand that if I want to make a difference, if I want to pursue a particular goal, I have to be willing to change. I have to be willing to learn. And I have to focus on today, because today is a present. Today is a gift. Today is the focus. Many times in life, it was tomorrow that I was worried about because I didn't value today as a gift. I was focused on the future. I was living in the past. And when I start to live in the present, when I start living in today, my whole world changed because I start to pay attention to the present, to the gift. Because the gift is inside of you. You just have to bring it out of you. I remember as I was growing up playing sports, there was a lot of talented people around me. There was a lot of people that could play different sports, different things, and be good at over time. What I learned during that time is that as you continue to go along your journey, The process is going to show you that you can develop over time, that you develop over time. The hard work outbeats the talent. It doesn't matter how talented someone is if they're not willing to work. If there's someone is willing to work and they have the talent, not only will it be complementary to one another, it will show that it works well with one another. But the most important thing that stops a lot of people is the fact they don't recognize the gift that they have within themselves. I didn't know the type of gift that I had within myself. I wanted to start a podcast. Oh, I wanted to start creating videos. I wanted to get into social media. And it was so challenging for me because when I started in cooking. But I didn't start cooking as soon as I had the idea. I started cooking like 4 months after that. And it was so difficult for me because I'm like, if everybody else has a video, if everybody else can make videos and post it online, what makes me different? What makes me special that I'm not doing it? Because I wasn't doing it. That made me different. And it taught me that if you want different results, if you want to be different, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to push yourself. Because in order for you to grow, you have to know as you are growing, you can develop over time. As you are developing over time, you are improving yourself. And as you continue to improve yourself, you have to know that you are developing yourself. Many times in life, it's the development phase that takes a long time to recognize that one is going through it, that one is growing through it, and one is identifying how they're growing through it. You see, when I started my journey, when I started half a decade ago, I didn't have the confidence. I wanted to be like everyone else that I saw online. What I didn't recognize is that I wasn't able to do the work that everyone did to be online. I saw the final image. I saw them at a perfect light, in the perfect light. And I'm thinking, just because I see them do it, I can do it as well. I'm thinking if they can do it, I can do it. But when they did it, what was the struggle like? Struggle, like what is the struggle? I grew up in a single parent household in a small town. And it wasn't the fact that the small town and me being raised by a single mother was the issue. It was the fact that we had two strikes against us because I was raised by a single mother. So I already had two strikes against me. No, that's not. I was a male and I was black and I'm black. Those were the two strikes. And what I learned during that time is that the odds, everyone are against some odds. Everyone don't have the silver platter or silver spoon that's been handed to them. At some point, you have to face the odd that you are dealt. At some point, you have to face the hand that you are dealt. It's kind of like playing cards. I remember I was pretty good at spades, and because my mama taught me, and my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys, she taught us how to play spades, how to play dominoes, how to just use our brain. And so when you're playing spades, you have four families. You got clubs, you got diamonds, you got spades, and you got hearts. So there's 52 cards in the deck, which means there's 13 cards in one family, in one suit. So if you're not counting the cards, if you're not counting your deck, if you're not putting things in organized or accordingly, you can't necessarily know the type of move that you want to play. And what I was recognizing, what I was learning during that time is that you have to pay attention to the small details. The small details will go a long way. If you never played spades before, the small details will matter a lot because you have to pay attention to who's going. And if you don't pay attention, you can lose. And so I remember one time playing a game of spades. And as I was playing a game of spades, we got beat so bad. The people that we was playing against, they had 10 books. And what 10 books is that when everybody play, there's four cards there. The one person or the team, because it's 2-on-2, the team get the win and get the book. And so you have 13 more chances to win. Or you have 12 more chances to win. And so during that time, me and my partner that I was playing with, I was like, man, this is crazy. The fact that they are winning so much. What are we doing wrong? And I'm thinking that they probably cheating and missing up the cards because when they shuffle the cards, they get all the high cards. And what I didn't recognize is that maybe it was the luck of the draw. Maybe it was the luck of the hand. Maybe it was just they were really that good. What I came to really recognize is that I wasn't counting my hand. I wasn't looking at my hand. I didn't look at what I really had to even try to make something from it. Many times in life, when you focus on today, you start to recognize why today matters the most. Because it's something that you have to focus on. It's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to develop in. Because if you don't develop awareness, if you don't develop focus, how do you grow? How do you improve? How do you develop within yourself? You see, the reason why today is your day, because today is your day to launch your podcast for something that you've been thinking about. It's just knowing that as you are launching your podcast, you have to give yourself grace to know that you're going to mess up. You have to look at your hand. You have to look at yourself, and you have to show up in a way where you never showed up before, which means you are going to have to be different. You can't be the same looking for the different results. You can't be the same looking for different results, and you can't be different looking for the same results. Because you have to choose if you want to be the same or you want to grow and expand your mind and focus on today. The problem that many of us face is that we're living in the past and worry about the future, and we're not looking at today as a gift. And when I recognized that, I said, oh, when you make today a priority, when you make it important, you learn more about the process that you are going through, so that way you can identify what you are growing into. But see, as you are growing, it's going to take some pain. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some realization that you have to go through. But in order for you to make today your day, you have to be willing to look at your day. So I'm gonna take a second to read the comments right here. Let me know in the comments so far. What are you gaining? What is your biggest takeaway so far from this? And we're talking about why today is your day and why you can make it special. So I'm gonna take a break, read the comments. Let me know what your biggest takeaway. Then I'm gonna come back. And if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like, because we're diving deep. We're diving deep. You see, many times in life is knowing that you can jump off the ledge and you will be okay. I remember when my twin brother worked at the swimming pool, they had a little diver board that you can get on. So the diver board, depending on how you position the board, it can give you more bounce. It can give you just a little bit of bounce, but it can give you bounce enough where you can get in the water. And so at the time, I didn't really know how to dive. I didn't know how to do anything else besides jump in the water straight up and down and just jump in. My twin brother, who was a lifeguard, he taught me how to dive. He said, "I said, when you dive, you're gonna put your hands up and you're gonna dive into the water." And so he did it. I saw him how he did it, and when he taught me, I'm like, "Man, this is good." And so I tried it for myself. You see, when you make today your day, you have to be willing to try something new. And so he taught me how to dive, and I learned how to dive from him, and I started to do it by myself. And as I was doing it by myself, I got fancy with it. I mean, one time I got so fancy with it, as I dove into the water, rather than me going hand first and going underneath water, I went back first and was like, ooh, that was crazy. Because I don't know if you never smacked your back on water or in the pool. Like when you about to try to do a flip, try to do a dive, and you land on your back. So you see, when you focus on today, many times in life, you're going to land on your back. And the beautiful thing about the water is that you can get out the water. The many things about life is that you can get back up. But it's getting back up that's so difficult. It's getting at the water that's so stressful. Because how do you know when you get out the water and try it again, it will go right the next time? You see, it's kind of like a cannonball. When there's a pool and the pool is deep enough, you can jump into the water like a cannonball. Because you're jumping off the ledge. When you focus on today, you're jumping off the ledge for yourself. But you have to be willing to go all in. A cannonball, your whole body is like you're wrapped up and you dive into the water. And you're getting into the water. When you focus on today, you're getting into yourself. You start to pay attention to yourself. You start to recognize yourself. You start to learn more about yourself. But it's jumping off the ledge. It's jumping off the edge that will help you focus on today. You're not going to be good at everything, but you can get good at something as you continue to do the work. As you continue to show up, as you continue to learn. Many times in life, you just have to jump off the edge to know that you are off the ledge so you can develop even more. Many times, it's just jumping that's so scary. When I was in the Marine Corps, we was doing a swim test. So we before we even got to the diving board, they told us what we was going to do. And as I'm in the Marine Corps, I'm waiting to get on the next test. Because it was called swim call, so we have to pass different tests. And so prior to me getting on the diving board, we did previous exercise, previous tests. And so now we're in full uniform. We got everything on. And so even the boots, we had boots on during this time. And so as we are doing the swim test, and we get done doing the rest of the tests and the things that we have to do, or the qualifications and the things that we have to go through, we're standing in line, and the air is on. Our uniform is soaked and drenched, like it's soaked and cold, and we have to wait in line until it's our turn to get back into the water. And so as I'm waiting there, I'm freezing. Because the air is on, it's cold in this building, and we just got out this water doing different exercises. So it's cold. And so I'm standing there freezing, and as I'm standing there freezing, I'm like, man, would this line go any faster? Would this line speed up just a little bit? I need it to speed up. Because it's too cold to be standing in this position. And so as everyone's waiting to get to the off the jumping board, because diving board is maybe 25 feet high. And so when I finally get up there, it was my time to go. They say, okay, this is what you'll do. You're going to cross your arms. And when I tell you, you're going to take a full 30-inch step. What a full 30-inch step is, a step. It's basically a step. You're just taking a step. And then you're going to tilt your head up. So that way, when you hit the water, your head will already be up. And it was like, okay, you got any questions? I was like, no. And I said, okay, so cross your arms. I crossed my arms. They was like, take a full 30-inch step. I'm like, what you just say? He said, take a full 30-inch step. For some reason, I forgot how to walk. For some reason, I forgot how to step. For some reason, I forgot how to act on what he just said. And so when I'm on my mind, finally clicked back in, he said, oh, just take the step. And so when I took the step, I dove into the water. And when I got out the water, I said, man, all I had to do is just take the step. You see, oftentimes in life, you just have to be willing to wait. And as you're waiting, you have to be willing to take the step when it's time for you to take that step. Because what happens is that when the time comes, now we're pushing off tomorrow. Now we're pushing off the next day. Now we're pushing off to next year because we don't think today is our day, and that becomes a struggle. You see, to launch a podcast, you have to be willing to start with nothing that you don't understand, with nothing that you don't fully are aware of. You get better by doing. But first, you have to learn how to do and then do what you've just been taught. I'm going to read the comments, Rocky. Let me know in the comments so far, what is your biggest takeaway on why today is your day? Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway. You see, the thing that I've learned is that if it was easy, you would already take that step. If it was doable, you would already take that step for yourself. And what I've learned during time, and as I'm growing and developing within myself, is that the first step is the most challenging step. Because how do you know the first step that you're taking the right step for yourself? I question every step that I took. I question every work that I put in. I question myself a lot. I question myself a lot because I was unsure of myself. And when I start to really learn about myself and learn about the steps that I was taking, it taught me that you can get better. It demonstrated how you can get better. When you take the first step, you're just starting something new. When you take the first step, you're just learning something new. When you take the first step, you're ready to change. Because to take the first step, you can't be the same as you were growing up. And it is a challenge. And it's difficult to know that when you take this first step, not only are you taking this first step for yourself, but you're taking this first step so you can start launching your podcast. Your podcast comes from your experience. Your podcast comes from your story. Your podcast is something that people will like to listen to. But it's making the first episode that will make a difference. It's making the second episode that will show you that you're doing something right. It's making the third episode that will help you beat the odds. It's making the fourth episode to show you that the step that you took the first time, your first episode, only comes from you doing the work. Because the work is going to always wait on you. The work is going to always wait on you. Just a matter of how long it's going to wait for you. I start to recognize that I needed to take the first step to launching my podcast. And it was so difficult for me because, one, I didn't even have the money to go and learn about the podcast. I wanted to learn it. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money because I didn't know where to get the money. And I also was living paycheck to paycheck. You see, there's a struggle when you live paycheck to paycheck. You're waiting on the next check because the check that you just previously had is gone. It's gone. I get paid the first of the month. I paid the rent. I paid the bills. Now, by the third of the month, where's the money? You see, living paycheck to paycheck only builds your step, only stops your step because now fear is stopping you. And so I wanted to do this podcast challenge. I wanted to learn about it. I wanted to do it. I wanted to go to it. And so I called my brother, who was already creating videos. And at the time, I'm thinking podcast and video creation was the same thing. And over time, I learned that podcasting and video creation is completely different. Because it depends on what you are speaking about that matters. It's how you're presenting it that matters. And so I called my brother. I said, man, yeah, listen, like, bro, it's this training that I think would be good for the both of us. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, I think it would be good for both of us. I said, man, it is only $197. He said, for real? I said, yeah, and we can go half. He said, man, we can go half. I said, yeah, we can go half. In fact, I got half of it right now. Do you want to go? You see, I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into. And I just talked to my brother and he said, yeah, we can do it. We can go half. And as we're going half, we are committed to this now. You see, one thing that I've learned is that when you want to commit to something, you have to be willing to be committed for it. In order for you to make today your day, you have to take advantage of your day. You have to take advantage of the day. You have to take advantage of today. Because in order for you to grow to the next phase that you don't even know you can get to, you have to recognize where you are at so you can start changing. I knew I wanted to do something different. I knew I wanted to learn something. So when my brother at the time was like, yeah, I do the podcast program with you. And so we did it. And so it was a 5-day challenge, if I'm not mistaken. And every day we're learning something new about podcasting. And what I learned during this time is that you have to continue to learn about yourself. So when you start podcasting, you can start sharing yourself. You see, sharing yourself is the most difficult thing there is because many times in life, how do you know yourself? How do you know what you're supposed to speak about? How do you recognize that you have meaning behind your voice? That your voice has purpose behind your experience? That your experience is the best teacher because now you're able to teach others. You see, first you have to learn yourself. First you have to be the student So that way, eventually, over time, you can become the master. You see, many, I wanted to skip steps. I wanted to be the master. I wanted to be good. I wanted to help others so quickly. I didn't know that I needed to help myself before I helped others, because in order for me to help others, I have to know how to help myself. And it was so challenging for me to recognize the amount of help that I needed based off when I was focusing on today. Today became the most important day there is, because yesterday has already happened. Tomorrow hasn't happened, but today is happening. But to make it happen and you take advantage of today is that you have to start with today. And if you're getting value from this, make sure you like the video and leave a comment below. What is your biggest takeaway so far? Like, what are you getting from this video so far? Leave in the comments below. I love to read the comments. I love to engage it. And if you're interested in launching your podcast and sharing your message with the world, I'm hosting that free webinar on how to start your podcast without doubt. And if you're interested in joining it, make sure you go to the description below. There's going to be a link for you to sign up. And when you click that link to sign up, make sure you know that you're going to learn something new that will get you to the next step. Remember, it's getting to the next step that matters the most. And you have to learn how to get to the next step from someone who has already gotten to the next step. So again, how to start your webinar without doubt. The description will be below. Make sure you click the link. Make sure you register. Make sure you sign up, because people want to hear your story. So I'm going to read the comments right quick. One thing that I learned in life is that if you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't get, you don't receive, because it's something that you're not paying attention to. When I started learning about business, marketing, communication, storytelling, I wasn't sure that it was something that I would like. I wasn't aware of it. I was just trying to learn more about it. I remember when I was in college and I went to this school called Palomar, I don't know if it was university. Excuse me, Palomar Community College. It was a community college. And I had a night class. And during that time, I was in a communication class. And my professor was a communication major. And so during the class, as we were going through the process, it was in class, just learning about communication, the importance of it, why it matters. We're in class. And for 3.5 hours, he's talking nonstop. Like, he's literally telling different stories. The stories, someone there was interested, someone was not. But the fact that he was able to bring up so many different stories and teach us the importance of communication, I learned that there's so much more to communicating. And it was so much, it was like an eye-opener to me, because it taught me the importance of communicating. It taught me the importance of learning and being okay with being a student. Because in order for you to get to the next step, you have to go to someone who has already gotten to that next step. So I respect the educational institutions. Like, it doesn't matter if you're in elementary, middle school, high school, college, and then life after college, and then you're constantly always learning. The reason why I value education, because you can get educated from anywhere. You can get information from anyone. You can become better at any time. But it's recognizing how to get better. You see, to get to the next step, you have to be willing to go to someone who has already overcame the next step, who has overcame the challenges, who have pushed through the hard times. The hard moments is what make you learn more about yourself, because today is the focus. The past has already happened, yet the future has yet to come. But today is happening right now. When you start to pay attention to today, not only do you pay attention to it, you recognize why today matters. It matters because you have something to focus on. You see, the next point I want to hit on is that you have something to focus on. Today comes from you learning something about yourself, learning how to be consistent, learning how to focus on something that's going to make you better. But you can get better once you have focus. You see, you start with learning more about yourself. And when you learn more about yourself, you have to recognize that today can become your day. Because you just have to get better just a little bit every single day. You're not going to get better increasingly fast overnight. But think about a year. Think about 2 years. Think about 3 years. Think about 4 years on how better you can become. But it's understanding the type of better that you are pursuing. Which means, are you pursuing to be better as a person? Are you better? Are you pursuing to be better educated? Are you pursuing to be better skilled? To identify what you are being better at, it takes focus to recognize that you're doing it today. When I started my podcasting journey a half a decade ago, I wasn't as confident as I am today. I struggled with talking, with sharing, with delivering messages because I didn't really understand how to. I struggled with the how. I struggled with the doing. I struggled with myself. And when I got in front of the camera, not only did I get in front of my phone during that time, I got in front of my phone and start talking to the camera. But 30 seconds felt like a lifetime because I was trying something new. 60 seconds felt even longer because I didn't know how to communicate. 2 minutes felt like 3 hours. But it was something that I had to keep doing for me to get better at. I didn't have to go from 30 seconds to 60 seconds to 30 seconds to 10 minutes to 30 seconds to 20 minutes. Every day I just practiced for 30 seconds. Every day I just practiced for 30 seconds. And for 30 seconds I got better. For 30 seconds I got better because I wanted to get better. Until you want to get better, you won't get better. Why is that so important? Like, why does that even matter? You see, it matters because you have to be willing to learn more about yourself. You see, focus only comes from awareness. When you have focus, you can get to the next step if you learn how to get to the next step. It's the learning part that stops a lot of people because it takes time. It takes time. Now that I'm aware of how education works, I know why it takes time. Because if you try to learn things all at once, as you are trying to learn things all at once, something is going to be missed. Something is going to be misunderstood. Something is not going to be properly explained. Today matters because you have a chance to focus on it. Today matters because it has a gift to give you strength. But to keep the strength, to keep the motivation, to keep getting better, you have to be willing to be focused. I got a question a couple days ago, and they asked me, and he said, "Have you always been this focused, or have you always had confirmation?" I said, not always, because it took me time to have confirmation. And so I shared him a story. I said, it took me so long to have confirmation because I didn't know what confirmation even was. I didn't understand the purpose behind it. I didn't understand the goal behind it. I didn't understand the reasoning. It took me so long to have confirmation and be clear of what I'm doing because I didn't fully understand what I was doing. And so I told him, like, when I started a half a decade ago, in fact, when I joined the Marine Corps, I was trying to find myself. I was trying to find the confirmation. I was trying to find the thing. And what I learned during that time is that finding your thing would take a long time. And mind you, this is 6 years ago. This is some time ago. But it wasn't until I left my hometown that I started to pay attention to today. Before I went to the Marine Corps training, my recruiter kept saying, just focus on the next meal. Don't focus on the next day, because if you try to focus on the next day, it will be hard for you to do that. Because it's 24 hours in a day, and if you do this throughout your training, throughout the day, throughout the week, it's going to be a long time you're there. It's going to be a long time that you're going to be there. Rather, if you focus on the meals, we had 3 meals a day. If you focus on the meals, your time will be faster as you are going through the process. And so I'm like, okay, that sounds pretty doable. Excuse me. That sounds pretty easy. Just focus on three meals. So first meal, when you wake up, you go eat breakfast. That's around 7 o'clock. We got two more meals left. And all I have to worry about is just count down from 3 to 1 or 1 to 3, whichever order. When I start to break down my big goals to small activities, I became less stressed. I became less stressed out. Because it's quicker to get to 3. It's quicker to pay attention to 3. It's quicker to break down your focus. Because when you have 3 things to focus on, you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner to focus on, eventually the day will be over. And once the day is over, now you're waiting for the next day. And so as I was paying attention to what he said, and I start to really understand the formula behind it, I said, oh, this applies to everything. If you have a goal and your goal takes a year to receive or to accomplish, why not break this one goal down to a day? Today matters because it's your day to focus on the day. And so rather than looking a year ahead, how about you just look for today and start doing small things? Start doing small activities. Just start doing the work. Because as you're doing the work, eventually you will get better with the work. And I learned that if I want to be different, if I want to have focus, if I want to launch my podcast, I have to be willing to break down my goals. I have to be willing just to start with one episode and work my way up. I have to be willing to just be consistent. Don't even worry about the amount of episodes. Don't even worry about it. I want to focus on the next video. Babe Ruth said, are you tired? Today, Babe Ruth got asked by an interviewer, are you tired of getting striked out? He said, no, I'm just waiting to hit my next home run. Your next play, your next move, your next decision comes from today. When you do the work for today, not only are you doing it for today, you're doing it for tomorrow. You're doing it for next week. You're doing it for next year, but it comes from today. Your momentum gets built from today. And if you understand why today is so important, you will learn to work with your past rather than against it. And as you are focused on the gift that you have today, you can start preparing for your future. The reason why that's so important is because I had to learn how to break my goals down, break down the activity that I was doing every single day. It was challenging. On the contrary, it has so many different lessons. Nonetheless, it taught me the importance of focusing on today. Because if I'm able to focus on today, I can accomplish just one thing, just one goal for today. It don't have to be 10. It don't have to be 5. If you have 3 goals that you are focusing on, then you can improve the 3. And it's so important because when you start improving the 3, you get better with the 3 because it'll show you that you're on the right path. I'm going to take a second to read the comments. Let me know in the comments so far, what is your biggest takeaway so far? Like, what are you gaining? What are you getting from this video? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to take a second to read it and I'm going to come right back. Oh, by the way, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like button and comment below. What is one thing that you are struggling with that will help you get to the next phase? You see, it's identifying the next step that you would like to pursue. If you don't know where you would like to go, how do you do what you need to do in order for you to get there? If it was easy, you would already be there, but since it's a little bit challenging, you have to recognize where you are at today. You see, today is the most important day there is because today is a gift. Today is a blessing. Today is something that you have an opportunity for. And when I started to recognize what it was doing for me, I began to learn and get educated and develop within myself. As I'm developing within myself, I start to learn myself. But as you're learning from yourself, learning about yourself, it only comes from today. You can't be great without no challenges. You can't be different without changing yourself. You can't accomplish goals if you haven't accomplished a goal. Because you have to be willing to break down your goal. I remember when while I was in the Marine Corps, I wasn't working out as much. Because I just didn't want to. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the Marine Corps, I don't necessarily have to work out. Like, I'm fit, I work out every now and then. And so it was difficult for me to push myself and to be present and be consistent every day because I was in the Marine Corps. I needed to work out. I needed to stay in shape, but I just didn't do it. Because my 12th grade year, my whole high school year, I played football. I stayed in shape. I stayed active. And then when I got in the service, I was less active. And it taught me that when you have a skill and you don't focus on the skill over time, you will start to lose it. Over time, you will forget about it. Over time, you won't even pay attention to it. Over time, you will lose the focus. You see, once you lose the focus, eventually, over time, you're going to have to get the focus back. And so it was so overwhelming for me to even understand that I can get the focus back of going to the gym and being active and being healthy and remaining disciplined. But I had to rebuild the focus. And so once I start to really like commit to the gym, it was so hard for me. It was so difficult for me because I wasn't fully convinced that I could do it or that I would enjoy it. But it was hard for me to get back in the groove. It was challenging for me to get back into the workout routine. It was so difficult for me to do it every single day. Until one day, I said, I'm going to work out today. And it doesn't matter what time I get up, I'm going to work out today. So I got up around like 7:30 and I went for a little jog. You see, the little jog made me extremely tired because I didn't work out in a long time. Excuse me. And so when I started to run and started to work out again, I had to take it day by day. Because it was hard for me to run, it was hard for me to work out, it was hard for me to be focused. Instead, I took it one day at a time. And when I started to take one day at a time, I built the focus back up. It didn't come overnight, it came as I continued to do it. And so as I was focused on one thing and I was focused on working out, I built the momentum and the stability up based off me doing it every day. And so there's a study that says there's 21 days to create a new habit. And in order to create a new habit, you have to be willing to replace a bad habit. So the bad habit that I was replacing was that I wasn't working out as much as I needed to. So when I started to replace the bad habit was taking over because there was days when I just wanted to sleep in. There was moments when I didn't want to work out. There was weeks when I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it next week. You see, in order to grow, in order to make today a gift or be appreciative of the gift, you have to be willing to open it and go through the challenge. You have to be willing to open it and look and see what's in there. Because when you look and see yourself, now you have to do things that you're unfamiliar with. And so every day, I wanted to get just a little bit better. I don't want to get better overnight, but I just want to get better just a little bit. Because the little things count. The little effort counts. The little momentum matters the most. So rather than be focusing on 21 days, because even though it takes 21 days to build a habit, how about I just focus on one day for 21 days and every day is a new day? Every day is a new day because I'm focusing on the day that I have. You see, today is your day because you have to make it your day. You have to pay attention to your day. You have to focus on your day. Because if you don't focus, no one is going to say, hey, you should focus on your day because your day is what matters the most. I've learned throughout the process of learning myself and developing more of who I'm becoming. I have to start with the day, with today, because it takes 21 days to break a habit. In order to break the habit, you have to be willing to replace the habit with something new. You say, I'm going to take a second to read the comments right quick. Let me know in the comments, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to making today your day? Let me know your biggest challenge. You see, the most important thing that can ever matter, that can ever be special, is that you decide to do something for yourself. The last point that I want to hit on is that as you are making today your day, which is the first point, then you have to focus on your day, which is today. Next, you have to understand what today is bringing you. Today is the most important thing because there's opportunity around you. There's conversations that you can have. There's information that you can learn. There's ways that you can develop. And it's until you see the importance of today that matters the most. You see, opportunity is in disguise. And the reason why it's not necessarily easily to see is because you're not familiar with seeing it. And what I recognize over time is that in order for me to see opportunity, in order for me to recognize what it looks like, in order for me to recognize what it feels like, I have to learn what it looks like. I have to learn what it feels like. I have to learn the importance behind it. Because I have to make it important to me. If I don't care about it, it's not going to be important. If I do care about it, it will become important. And it's recognizing that as it becomes important, as today becomes important, opportunity starts to appear differently because you're looking for it. I remember I went running one time, and as I went running one time, I had spoke with a random stranger where I was running. And me and her ended up having a conversation. And she asked, she was like, so how you doing, young man? I said, I'm good. How are you? She said, she's good. She said she's just getting her workout in early in the morning. I said, really? I said, that's incredible because I'm doing the same exact thing. And she said, I want to be better than I was yesterday. I just want to do just a little bit better. I said, you can be better because you are becoming better. She said, young man, you are very intelligent. You are very wise for your age. But many times, it's a little bit harder than you expect. And I said, really? I said, how hard? She said, there's days when I don't feel like getting up. There's days when I don't feel like doing anything. There's days when I don't feel like that today counts. And I just mentioned, I said, sometimes it's recognizing that today doesn't count unless you make it count for yourself. And she said, young man, the way you just said that made me think differently. Many times in life, you just have to think differently by hearing someone new. Someone that's a stranger to you, that's informing you how to think differently. How to think about your focus just a little bit differently, because there's challenges doesn't stop coming, doesn't stop arising. They start appearing differently. You see, just like there's opportunities, there are challenges that you have to go through, but to recognize what the difference between a challenge and opportunities, that you have to be willing to learn about both of them. And once you identify both, now you understand what both looks like. You see, today is your day because today is a challenge that you have to pay attention to. Today is your day because today is something that you have to learn. Today is your day because it's something that you can grow from. But it's the growth that takes time that will help you learn that you're on the right path. You see, Then you see the goal behind growth is that you can only grow when you learn more about yourself. You see, it's kind of like a seed. It's kind of like you plant a seed. And when you plant a seed, not only are you planting a seed, you learning more about the seed that you're planting. Because when you put the seed in the dirt and you cover the dirt with the seed and you can no longer see the seed, the seeds start doing the work. The seeds start growing. The seeds start developing. It's the development that no one sees. It's the development that people struggle to recognize. It's the development that people don't see that the opportunity can come from. You see, just because it's a seed doesn't mean you can't be great. Just because when you plant for today, today can grow into tomorrow, and tomorrow can grow into different opportunities. The challenge comes from planting the seed and taking care of the seed and paying attention to the seed and recognizing the type of seed that you have. It wasn't until I start planting the day to learn that this seed is growing from my effort. It wasn't until today when I start recognizing that the seed that I have, that the seed that I've been planting, the seed that I've been developing, only is being evolved into as I understand the process behind the journey. The journey is something that you have to go through to know that your seed can grow into a tree. Your seed can grow into a branch. Your seed can grow into a leaf. You're telling me when you plant a seed, it can grow more? The challenge is the time that it takes for the seed to grow into something differently. And when you recognize what differently looks like, now you start to really like understand the importance of today. Because today, when you plant the seed and you put dirt on it and you let the sun hit the seed and you let the water the grass and you let it grow over time. When 2 years pass by, you come back to the seed that you planted. It's now a tree that's healthy. It's now a tree that has roots. It's now a tree that has leaves. It's now a tree. Because it came from a seed. You see, you never know what you're planting until you plant and make today count. You have to make today count because in order for today to count, you have to recognize the importance of the counting. Hold on. You see, what stops a lot of people is that they have a seed, but they store the seed away and they put it in their pocket for a long time. Today is your day because today is your day to launch your podcast. Today is your day because today is your day to take that seed out and just plant it. And as you're planting it, just know you can get better over time. You just have to learn how to get to the next step. Not the next multiple steps, not the next few steps, but the next single step. Because you have to be willing to use what you have for the day and know that you can grow from this. And know as long as you get a little bit better, you don't have to get a lot of bit better. You have to get a little bit better, a little bit better. Because the seed, when the seed is planted, is growing underneath first. It has to have a foundation. It has to have roots. It has to have strength to withstand what it's going to grow into. So first, once you plant the seed, it's growing where no one is able to see it. And eventually, over time, the roots start to grow up because now you have a foundation. It's the focus that matters today that will help you know the seed that you're planting. You can't get good if you never take the seed out of your pocket and plant it. You can never get good if you never take the seed out and start launching your podcast. You can never get good if you never take the seed out and let others start walking by your seed. Let others start listening to your seed. Let others pay attention to your seed. Because it can only develop when you plant it. It can only develop when you work on it. It can only develop when you pay attention to it. It can only develop when you have focus. Focus is the most challenging thing because how do you know you're doing something right? Focus is the most challenging thing because how do you know when you plant the seed it's going to grow into something different? See, that's the thing. You don't. I remember I was in San Diego, California. At this time, I was doing real estate. And I was walking the property. I was walking the home. And in the backyard, it had a huge tree. To the point where the roots that was growing underneath the house, it was tilting the house. So the foundation was like off. Then what a foundation is, it's the building phase of your journey. You have to build something first so it can stand up on it. And so as the tree like grew, the roots underneath the ground just made the house tilt just a little bit. So first off, I don't know nothing about real estate. I don't even know how the tree can even do something like this. But that was like, yeah, you would have to cut down a tree so that way you can redo the foundation. The foundation can be leveled. But when you do and cut down a tree, it should be leveled because now you just got to bring in your team, bring in your construction workers so they can work on the house. I was new, so I didn't fully understand nothing she was talking about. But it was a person that was there that understood everything that she was talking about. And so I'm looking at the investor. I'm looking at the guy, the gentleman. I'm just, yeah, like, okay. I don't know what this person is talking about. And just because I don't know what this person is talking about, it's like, I don't know what to say. When you plant a seed, you never know how strong it's going to grow. When you plant a seed, you never know what opportunity is going to come from this. When you plant a seed, you never know the challenges that you are going to have to face. But first, you have to take the seed out of your pocket, put it in the dirt, and start taking care of it. Because when you start to take care of it, now you start to really focus on today. You see, today is your day to not only launch your podcast, but to take that seed out, start planting it for yourself. Because people want to hear your story. People want to hear your message. People want to hear from you. But in order for people to hear from you, you have to be willing to launch your podcast and start planting the seed today. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit the like button. And let me know in the comments, what is your biggest challenge that you are facing when it comes to making today your day? Let me know in the comments. I love to read. I love engage with it. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. So I appreciate y'all for tapping in, and I'll see y'all next time.